Blog Talk Radio.
In this life, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't get around it. But you can live through it.
Be merciful to me, Lord, for I am faint. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are in agony. My soul is in anguish. How long, O Lord, how long? That's coming from Psalm 6 and 2 and 3. Good evening. Thank you so much for tuning in to the next chapter, Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. I am Mary Hollis, your host and the director of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. Tonight we begin a 6-week grief session series every Tuesday night from tonight, November 10th through the 24th, and December 1st through the 15th. It titles Preparing the Storm, the Holidays. The most difficult time and emotional month of the year are November and December, which are two family holiday gatherings. I hope that these sessions will give you encouragement and healing through the storm. And let this through the storm. We're asking our Father God to be with us in the midst of these sessions and to let His Holy Spirit touch each person who has lost a special loved one. May God be the glory. Also want to make recognition to the books I will be studying from. These books are four small books written by Kenneth C. Hawk, founder and director of the Stephen Ministry, Journeying Through Grief. In my studio, I am surrounded by many books, many different books, but these books seem to be more helpful in the process and journey of grief. These books can be purchased through the Stephen Ministry. It comes in a set of four, and you can always you'll call me to call, not Amazon or any of those. You'll need to call Stephen Ministry if you wanted to get a copy of these books. It comes in a set of four. But I hope that all is well with all of you tonight. If not, I hope that these words of encouragement will help you through the night, and you will feel better when this session is over. This is our first session out of six series. We love when you lose someone you love. You lose a part of yourself. And that can be very emotional and hurtful. God is able to get you through each day. He will give you the encouragement that you need to get through, even though it can be very raw, where you're dealing with all type of emotions. God, just know that God is able. I hope that you will allow me and the next chapter to walk along with you through the journey of grief. My heart goes out to you. There are no magical words to bring an end to your pain. But I hope these sessions will bring you comfort, support, strengthen, and encouragement to you. We will be, there will be several topics that I'll be going through tonight. Well, but throughout the session, these are some of the topics that I'll be discussing in the month of November. The three ends of grief, the shock of the loss, am I going crazy, the pressure to be strong, your own grief, what affects your grief, taking care of yourself, fog of grief, you did the best you could, and coping method that will be right for you, just for you. And when you ask the question, is God really there? He seems so far away. I know some of these things, that these feelings and thoughts that you may have had or will experience. First thing that happened when you are lost a loved one. No, it can't be. It just can't be. Someone I love is gone, and my life is shattered into millions of pieces. I want everything back the way it was supposed to be. God, are you there? Are you listening? I want my loved one back. I am not ready to let go. I'm sure some of these questions and thoughts have gone through your mind. It has gone through mine many times when I was going through that journey of grief. God was right there by my side, just like James Fortune said, that we have to live through it. And he will get us through it. We must keep the faith and be strong in our walk with God. The reason why I named this topic Preparing for the Storm, the holidays, because it is a storm. And some of you who are new with this, it will be a storm. Just like we have seen many on TV, many hurricanes and tornadoes, you may experience it yourself. The devastation and emotion of the loss of life and home during the storm. But because you are here, we have an awesome God that is still walking through you with this through this journey. In Deuteronomy 31:8, it says, "The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you." He promised you that he will never leave, and he will not. He will give you resources and people to help you get through this time in your life. So read that scripture from time to time and believe in it, that the Lord himself will go before you. He will walk with you and be with you and help you through this time in your life. One of the first things that I want to talk about tonight is the three ands of grief. And let me stop for a moment. You might want to get a pencil and a paper or a journal or something that you can write in. There will be different things that I'll be talking about. You might want to make notes that will that you can refer back to. So please do that if you have, wherever you are right now in your home, grab a piece of paper and our journal to write some of these notes down, because some of these, the things I'll be talking to, could be very helpful to you later. The three ends of grief: normal, natural, and necessary. Is normal because it is how people respond to a specific personal loss. It's normal to expect people who have lost someone they love to be deeply affected by that loss. Grief is natural in that it is a completely human thing to do. We can't avoid grief. It is built into us. We are created to grieve. Just as we are created to love. We love, and when we lose someone we love, we grieve. Grief is necessary. Grief provides a healthy way to cope with the loss and everything it means to us. Trying to ignore or avoid grief won't work. It will only make the grief last longer and possibly cause even more pain. I met a widow just for a short time, and as of today, I wonder where she is, and I pray and hope that she's okay. It's been a while, but when her husband first transitioned, he was hit by a car right in front of where they lived in an apartment. And they were walking across the street and this car hit him and he didn't recover from it. And she was trying to avoid grief, trying to avoid the reality that he was gone. A few times she said to me that she would go to different places when she saw friends or family. She did not want to see them. And she didn't want them to ask her any question, how are you doing, or whatever. She was denying that it was real. She said one day she went into Home Depot and she saw really a good friend of his. that didn't know that he had, she didn't think that he knew that he had passed. And when she saw him, he did not see her. She sort of turned back and ran out of the store because she did not want to have a conversation with him that her husband was no longer here. She was trying to avoid grief. And after a while, I didn't hear from her anymore. I couldn't get in touch with, I didn't know any of the family member. And I kept calling. I never could get her again. And today, I hope that she's okay because she did not want to face her future without her husband. So this is what is saying grief is necessary. Trying to avoid grief won't work because you have to face it one day. And I hope that she's okay because it will only make the grief last longer and possibly cause more pain. And there are people that have not grieved or take years to grieve. They put whatever they're dealing with in front of them and just deal with that thing and just don't think about what has happened. And they just get themselves involved with whatever they are in. And later on, they realize that I really haven't grieved. And really, they become very emotional and can't get a grip because they have never grieved. All of a sudden, it came upon them and just came on out. So it is important that you give yourself permission to grieve. And this is the most important, this is one of the most important things in this topic, is to give yourself permission to grieve. Don't let your, the scripture in Psalm 6:6, my groaning has worn me out. At night, my bed and pillows are soaked with tears. And I'm sure many of you have had that experience, and maybe still does. It's okay. It is okay to let those tears just flow and let it come out, because one day it will dry up. Let the, like you said, like the faucet, when you turn the faucet on and the water just pours and pours, let your tears just flow because it's healthy to get it all out. Not to hold your feelings back. Let yourself feel. It is the best and healthy thing you can do for yourself and for you and your loved one. Let's give yourself permission to grieve. I want to tell a story about me. When I first dealt with the loss of my husband, when I went back to work, I worked pretty far up the perimeter, and it was a lot of traffic up, 285 is always a very busy expressway. But I was, after dropping the kids off to the daycare, when I got back in the car, I would begin to cry. I cried all the way down 285 to my job. And when I got off from work, the tears flowed again. I would cry all the way to the daycare. I did this for, I don't know how many weeks I did this, but it was back and forth. Every time I would just do, that's when I let the tears. I didn't want the children to see me crying. So that was my time of the tears have flowed. And many, I'm sure people on the expressway thought I was, so what's wrong with that lady? Because I cried. I didn't mind. Wasn't afraid to. I didn't care who saw me. I cried going up to my job and coming back every day. I don't know how many buckets of water that I filled, but I just kept crying. And one day, the tears just dried up. The Lord, I guess the Lord said, that's enough of that. That's enough of water out of you. It's time for you to stop that crime. But he doesn't put a specific time on you. It's just that I knew how much I was crying going up 285 and back every day. And one day it did dry up. And I'm a witness that it will dry up. But years from now, there's something that could remind you of that loved one. And yeah, the tears can come again. But I mean flowing like I did for weeks, months, or whatever. But one day it did dry up. So I just want you to know that let it out. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to say, oh, I'm crying too much. I can't stop crying. It is okay. It's healthy. Let it out. When it becomes a problem where it affects your health, then that's when it's too much. So please be mindful of your health. You got to continue to eat. You got to continue to sleep. So just know and that it is okay to let those tears flow. Give yourself permission to agree. Just knowing that it is normal. It is normal to grieve. It is natural. And it's very necessary for you to do that. So those are the three things, really four. The three N's, the normal, natural, and necessary, and also give yourself permission to grieve, because you have to release it and let it go. I mean, it's hard. This holiday, the first holiday is Thanksgiving. I know it's going to be a lot of some emotion or memories of things that you shared with that particular person, that spouse, a mother, father, brother, son, daughter. Yes, it's going to be difficult to not to have that person at the table when you're having Thanksgiving dinner. But I will tell you later of things that you can do to help you through each of these holidays. And just like I mentioned to you about the different topics that I'll be discussing, I hope that these things will help you. So let it flow. Let the water flow. But just like you turn on the faucet, you can turn it off. And one day, now, even though the faucet will continue, as long as you continue to use it, it's going to continue to flow with water, but you can stop those tears from flowing as you continue to pray for the comfort that you need to get through this, giving you resources and people to help you through this. Find that friend or that safe person. I mentioned that in my second book about the safe person. It is so important to find someone a prayer partner. I have several prayer partners. Whenever I'm going through anything, I call up that prayer partner and tell them what I'm dealing with, and we pray about it. So find that safe person that you can talk about anything and you have trust in them, and a person that can understand your feelings. Don't find someone who's going to keep telling you, you should be over this now. I mean, it's been several months. Why are you still going? No, you don't need that kind of a faith person. That's not a faith person. You need someone that can pray with you, support you, and also just listen. Someone that you can just pour your cry and pour all of your feelings out. And they will just sit there and listen and help you through this time in your life. So be careful. You know, that thing is, be careful who you're around. You need someone that's going to support you at this time in your life. Someone that's positive, someone that is spiritual, someone that really understands. And you know one thing, it's nothing like having another widow to talk to. It's nothing like to have someone who has actually lost a special loved one, because they can relate to your feelings. but others who do not understand. And many of you have told me, they just don't understand how I feel. But when I am around widows, you've gone through what I've gone through. So they do understand. So try to find that safe person that you can always talk to, because you do need to talk to someone from time to time. I'm pretty busy, but I always have time for you. And I will call you back. If you leave a message or text me, I will get back to you. So I am always available. I'm busy with other things, but I'm never too busy to talk with you. So I am always here for you. So just know in doing that, you're not taking away any time away from me, because this is what God wants me to do, and I want to be available to you. I've gone through my journey of grief. It's been 29 years. And, you know, I still have my moments too. I still think about my husband. I think about the things that he did and the things that I didn't have to do around the house. And I know that you feel the same way too, because the one thing, I hate taking care of certain things. I have dealt with stuff in my house, and I said, I wish he was here because I didn't have to think about it. Because whenever I need a light change or anything was broken in this house, all I had to say, Al, something is wrong there, and he would take care of it. And I'm sure you felt you had that experience, and you know, also. So just know that God is able. My pastor talked about that just tonight in a meeting, that God is able, and He is able. Right now, some of you can't feel it. You know, why did I have to lose my husband now? Why now? Why am I feeling this way? Why do I have to go through all of this? Yes, there's lots of whys, and it's okay to have those whys. I had them, but I can truly talk now that I had. Don't have them anymore, because I know now God is now my husband, my provider. He's my way maker. He's my everything, and he can be your everything. And right now, it doesn't feel good, but you will feel better. Just keep praying and believing that you will get through this time in your life. And that is all I have for tonight as far as the topic. I will have more. I will be talking about several topics at one time during each night, because there's a lot to cover in these small pamphlets, but I just love it because it helps me to share with you and to get you through the storm, the holiday. And I want to just say a quick little prayer before I end, and next week, I don't know how many of the topics, I'm just going to go where the Spirit leads me, how many topics I'm going to go through, and what I think that you might need to hear through the different sessions that we're going to be dealing with. And I hope that you will invite others who have lost a special loved one to this series of grief every Tuesday night from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. I just ask you, Lord Jesus, that you will instill in me and pick the right topics and information that will help everyone that's on this line in the loss of their special loved one. This is a very difficult time. Even the coronavirus, it's been difficult to be here alone, dealing with this alone without him or her or whoever it may be. Oh, Lord, my God, I just ask you, Lord Jesus, to continue to walk with us like you said that you will. In Deuteronomy 31:8, that you will go before us and you will be with us. And Heavenly Father, we just ask you to give us that strength that we need to get through each and every day. Yes, it hurts sometimes, very emotional sometimes. We just sometimes don't want to know. We just don't want to be here without them. But Lord, you give us the strength to know that you're able. You can give us the comfort that we need, Lord Jesus, during this time in our life. And we know that you're a way maker and a provider for us. And we just thank you in advance for your goodness and your mercy. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen, amen, and amen. Well, ladies, this is now 10:30, so this is it for tonight, and we'll have more topics. Just have your pen and paper handy, and I hope that each session will give you that comfort and support that you need to help you through the storm, preparing for the storm, the holidays. Be blessed and have a great evening, and tune in again next week, same time. And I am going to let you listen to James Fortune again, Living Through It, because God will get you through it. Good night.
In this life, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't get around it. But you can live through it.
Better.